AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was an early morning jolt. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay Area. It was centered in the Berkeley area. Sarah Minson with the U.S. Geological Survey says more than 24,000 people said they felt it.
This being such a small magnitude earthquake, the shaking from it is going to be pretty low everywhere, certainly enough to be impactful for people, for them to feel it, for it to be upsetting, potentially even to knock over things very close to the epicenter.
Audio from KGO. A few stores in Berkeley had minor damage, like a broken window or some merchandise falling off shelves. Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky anticipates a busy week at the UN General Assembly in New York. He aims to boost a U.S.-led peace effort. Israeli forces showed no signs of relenting on their new ground offensive in Gaza City. It comes as more countries are recognizing a Palestinian state. Here's the AP's Joe Fetterman.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is digging in his heels. He says these recognitions are a prize, a reward for Hamas's October 7th attack that triggered this war. He says there will never be a Palestinian state and is vowing to take unilateral action in response.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Moscow will adhere to nuclear arms limits for one more year after the last remaining nuclear pact with the United States runs out. President Trump has mentioned billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell could be part of a deal in which the U.S. will take control of TikTok. The president discussed the deal on Fox News, highlighting the potential involvement of Murdoch and his son Lachlan. He also mentioned Oracle founder Larry Ellison's involvement, which was previously disclosed. This deal aims to keep TikTok operating in the United States amid concerns about data security and manipulation by the company's Chinese owners. This is AP News. This is Markets in a Minute. After setting all-time highs Friday, markets are sputtering to start the week. The indexes are lower, but still within reach to break new records. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 open lower. The tech-heavy NASDAQ opens slightly higher. Investors are hoping President Trump's tariffs won't derail global trade, and the Federal Reserve will deliver several cuts to interest rates that will boost the economy. The Fed made its first cut of the year last week. Some of the market's sharpest action was among companies agreeing to buy one another. Pfizer stock jumped after saying it would buy Metsera and its pipeline of medicines to potentially treat obesity. Compass says it would buy the company behind the Coldwell Banker and Corcoran real estate brands in an all-stock deal. Stock in ODP, which runs Office Depot and OfficeMax, leaped after Atlas Holdings agreed to buy it in a deal valued at roughly $1 billion. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.